True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John,
take it away.
Yeah, I have been talking to Lucy. She went on spring break with some college roommates and college friends. First time she's been on a trip like this without mom and dad. And so there was a couple of times last week where I called up and I let her know my concerns. I'm excited that she's going. I hope she has lots of fun, but I did, you know, especially with what's going on, you know, in Putacana,
yep.
the story that you shared, every parent's worst nightmare. And when your child leaves, you kind of always have those different things that enter your mind. Now, her vacation obviously didn't start like that. But I talked to her yesterday after the show. Hey, we're by the beach. Everything is great. We're having a great time. And then later I get a text from Lisa that says, hey, do you have time to talk?
Oh, that's never good. That's never good.
So I say, yeah, hold on a sec. I'll give you a call in 2 minutes. I give her a call and she says, Lucy called me and she didn't want to bother you. She knows you're busy.
Oh, no.
I said, oh, no. What happened? She got stung by a jellyfish.
Oh, no.
Yes. Right across her leg, and I've never been stung by a jellyfish, so I don't know what that feels like.
Well, you avoid the ocean.
I do, this is one of the things I told her. If you're going to go in the ocean, you better be careful.
Swim at your own risk.
Swim at your own risk. You know, my rule. And so she, I've never said to kids, you can't do this. So she's swimming in the ocean. She gets stung right across her leg, and she sends me a picture because I instantly hang up the phone and I call her. What's going on? Are you okay? And it's this huge welt across
no
her
kidding.
Leg, her the whole like on her thigh,
mm-hmm.
and it's all red. You could see where the jellyfish tentacle was.
Oh my gosh!
Oh yeah, it was probably a 6 or 7 inch long welt. And
that's no joke.
No, and so she's like, yeah, you know, okay. And so Lisa told her, you know, you go get some vinegar, pour it on there.
Oh really? She knew the solution. She knew what to do?
Yeah.
Oh, she Googled it. Okay.
Well, don't they tell you someone can pee on it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you Google that, they say, please, please, please don't do this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So use this vinegar solution.
Vinegar and then get some Benadryl.
Okay.
And so she did both. And by the end of the day yesterday, it had gone down. It was much better. So it's not going to ruin her. Now, I'm sure she'll still go swimming. I'm sure she'll be a little bit more cautious. But it did bring up the question of, have you ever had that vacation that you have just been dying to go on? And on that first day, whether it's a horrible, because this is the other thing I told her, wear sunscreen. You
yes.
don't want to get that sunburn on the first day. Make sure you cover the tops of your feet.
And
make
your
sure,
eyelids.
You know,
What?
I got burned in my eyelids once and it was
did
horrendous.
You fall asleep?
I'm just probably just from laying out trying to get as dark as I could back in the day, and then I could hardly go outside the rest of the trip.
I've never heard
you
of
burned your eyelids.
Yeah,
I've burned the top of my feet before fishing.
That's no fun either.
Oh, that's terrible.
Bad. Yeah, wear shoes. Anyway, yeah, keep going.
So my question, so obviously you've had this happen.
Yes.
What has happened on the opening day of vacation that has just ruined the rest of your vacation? Have you had that moment?
I've never had a full vacation ruined by anything. I've had bad starts to one. It was in high school, actually, my senior year spring break.
Yeah.
You know, you're so excited. All your friends are there, right? And I got so, I don't know what happened, if it was food poisoning, but it was like I got off the plane and I was puking profusely. And it's like everyone, you know, it's just like not what... Two, you're with like a group of 20 people. I don't know everyone there. And oh my gosh, I'm over here behind a bus puking my brains out. And I wanted to be the, you know, you want to be cool. And, you know, everyone had a beer on the bus. And you're like, oh, I got to keep
up. In high school?
Yeah, John, I drank in high school. Yes. Yes. And they were
maybe
in Mexico.
That's why you were puking.
No, no, I had not had any. No, this was just, we landed.
Oh, this was pre-beer.
Oh, yeah. I did not partake, but I was very, very, very ill that whole day. I don't know what happened, but I sucked it up, still went out.
Rallied
and probably kept puking from the alcohol afterward as well.
Well, John, I hate to tell you this. You don't think Lucy's going to have a beverage on spring break?
She is in the States. So that, well,
she, not that doesn't it, stop people.
It doesn't stop people, but it's not as easy as in Mexico where they're like, here you go.
But John has a daughter in college who's going somewhere warm for spring break.
She will have a drink.
Sure, I'm sure
drinks.
She will. Trust me, I'm not ignorant to that fact. Yeah. Yes, I'm sure she will. She will have a decision to make.
Doesn't mean Dad likes it.
That better not be the phone call I get.
Right.
I can tell you that now, because I will be on the way to the airport. I will be on my way down there to bring her butt back.
Mm-hmm. And I think she knows that.
Oh, she absolutely knows it. There are things, yeah. But I have also told her, no matter what it is, my initial reaction will always be, are you okay?
Right.
We'll deal with the consequences later, but there's never a situation where I don't want you to be afraid to call.
You've put the call out for people, things that on day one of the vacation.
Yeah. Because we all do it, right?
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of times where, one, this wasn't an injury to me, but went fishing up in Northwest Ontario. Took the boat up there, and I was so excited to have my own boat fishing some of these lakes that some of them you can't even get the boat into. You've got to be able to hike in, and you're using somebody else's boat at that point. But there was a big lake. I was ready to go, and I had opened her up, thought I was at a spot because I'd fished this lake a number of times before, and hit a rock that was just under the water. And it damaged the motor so that I was only to basically putz around at that point. Still fished, but it totally broke my heart. That would have been, I would have rather had a broken arm at that point than have my boat injured and it affect my fishing. It almost brought a tear.
It's a tone setter the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now, and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
248-539-9797. Stories. Oh, John says four. Oh. Line four.
Oh, yes. This I don't know where this is going, but I want to hear this one.
You want me to read what it says to tee this up?
Yes.
The reason John wants us to take this phone call is Austin and Grand Blank, and the description is, broke my butt on first day. Austin, the floor is yours.
Please.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, little context. So, I had never been on an airplane before. My first time going down spring break 2021. Take an airplane, take Delta. It was nice. Nobody was on the plane because, you know, just after COVID stuff. So, that was fun. Get down there. My buddy throws a curveball at me and my friend. And he goes, yo, my girlfriend's still down here. We need to go hang out with her tonight. We're like, yeah, okay. You know, we have to do what we have to do.
Yeah.
So, we're all hanging out. And we had about a case or so. And we're about to leave, and it starts pouring for the last, like, hour or two. So we get ourselves our Uber, and I'm about to leave me and my buddy. We're talking to his girlfriend and his mom. And we start walking down these steps. Now, these are some cement steps at this, like, apartment place down here in Florida. And it became like a slip and slide. And I am wearing these sandals. And after about the second step, I slid all the way down.
Mm. How many stairs?
And I tell you, it was at least two stories. It was up there. Yeah. So, that needless to say, by the time I got to the end, I knew I was in some pain, but I was still, you know, lubricated enough that I was able to handle it and get back to the apartment. And I'm like, guys, this actually really hurts. So, they're like, it'll be fine in the morning. Wake up in the morning, and I was not fine. It was in a lot of pain. And so I Google it, and I'm like, okay, what probably happened? And probably like my vertebrae right down there at the
tailbone.
End of the spine there. Yep, tailbone. And they're like, well, there's not probably a whole lot that they can do. Maybe give you some meds or something like that. I look at my bank account. I got about 300 and something bucks left. And I'm like, okay, I could go to the doctor and spend probably all my money, and they maybe give me some pills. Or I can just save this money and have some more alcohol there and just enjoy myself for the rest of the week. And that's what I ended up doing. My flight back was not nearly as much fun.
No.
It was a packed flight on a Spirit Airlines. And let me tell you, it was not comfortable at all.
Did you ever eventually go to the doc?
I actually did not. Because once I got back up, it hurt a little bit, but not nearly as bad. It only would hurt, and it was for a while. It was for months after that it would hurt, but it would only hurt after like 3 or 4 hours of sitting down. And I would just have to get up and move around.
Oh, man.
But it sounds like they couldn't have done anything anyway, besides maybe some pain meds and a donut to sit on.
I don't know. I mean, the doctor might have said,
exactly, we
could do this to relieve some discomfort.
He might have passed on that, too.
Austin, yeah. this is a great.
We can relieve some pressure.
This is a great start.
This is what kind of doctor that was.
Oh boy, this is a great start to the topic. We got a ton of calls, ton of perspective, ton of stories.
That was the perfect first call.
Getting your vacation off on the wrong foot.
Oh,
it's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.